Amid a threatening world situation, Franklin D. Roosevelt entered into a second honeymoon with the American people. His contempt for the bullies who were having their way with mankind struck a sympathetic chord in American hearts. His countrymen accepted the mantle of protector of the four essential human freedoms, accepted the role of arsenal from which the beleaguered democracies could draw material as well as moral sustenance. Americans accepted the ennobling challenge and in November 1940 elected President Roosevelt to an unprecedented third term. He loved campaigning. His audiences, schooled in the catchphrases of Joe Penner and Park Your Carcass and Amos and Andy, responded by reciting along with him the names of his favorite whipping boys, Martin, Barton, and Fish.
Do I have to remind you of the plight of the farmer, not just the Western farmer, but the New England farmer? During the period between 1920 and 1933, declining income, accumulating surpluses, rising farm debts, 10-cent corn and 20-cent wheat and 5-cent cotton and 3-cent hog. I said it all in 1936, and it's just as true today in the history of this country as it was then. But before 1933, the administration did nothing to stop that slide. The farmers of America know from the record what the state of American agriculture is today. For instance, farm income this year is just about double what it was in 32. And farm buying power this year is greater than it was even in 1929. Tens of thousands of farmers have had their farms saved from foreclosure. More than 800,000 low-income farmers have been able to obtain credit from the government, credit that they could get nowhere else, and incidentally, credit which they are repaying. Over 1 million farms have been electrified since 33, and over 6 million farmers, that's a lot of farmers, over 6 million farmers have received benefit payments of more than $3.5 billion. Well, what does it all add up to? It means an agriculture that's strong and vigorous. And we all know how much that is due to the patient efforts and the practical vision of Henry Wallace. Our school luncheon program. Why, that will reach 3 million children with milk and other foods this year. And milk does those children more good than political soothing syrup. That peerless leader, that farmer's friend, Congressman Joe Martin of Massachusetts. Republican National Chairman Martin voted against every single one of the farm measures that were recommended by this administration. Just wait a minute. Perhaps Brother Martin will be rewarded for this loyal service to the principles of his party by being appointed Secretary of Agriculture. And I still remember from 2 nights ago, he is one of that great historic trio which has voted consistently against every measure for the relief of agriculture, Martin, Barton, and Fish. I will have to let you in on a secret. It will come as a great surprise to you, and it's this. I'm enjoying this campaign, and I'm really having a fine time.